In travel news, for February 28, 2024, we talk about Walt Disney World raising ticket prices for 2025. One of Spain's more popular destinations is introducing an entrance fee, and Virgin Voyages is the latest cruise line to adjust itineraries due to the conflict in the Red Sea. But before we begin, I'm Brandon with the Adept Traveler, an award-winning travel agency that makes travel so easy, even a blind traveler like myself can do it. And now, today in travel. Walt Disney World, a dream destination for many, has unveiled its ticket pricing for 2025, marking a significant shift from previous years. As travelers begin to plan their magical journeys, understanding these changes is crucial for budgeting and itinerary planning. In 2025, visitors will notice a modest hike in ticket prices, a trend reflective of the evolving pricing strategies in the theme park industry. For those planning a trip to this iconic destination, it's important to note that single-day, single-park ticket prices have increased. For instance, a typical late August weekday ticket at Disney's Animal Kingdom has increased from $109 to $119 for 2025. This trend is consistent across various parks and dates, with prices for high-demand periods such as a late April weekend at Animal Kingdom rising from $164 to $169. The Magic Kingdom, another flagship park, is also following this upward trend with a $5 increase for the same period. However, it's noteworthy that the maximum single-day, single-park ticket price caps at $189, aligning with the peak price of 2024. A novel aspect of this pricing update is the method of rolling out changes. Unlike previous years where prices were uniformly raised, 2025 sees a more gradual approach. This strategy ensures price stability for specific dates, offering some predictability for travelers planning in advance. In a delightful twist for guests staying at Disney Resort hotels in 2025, Walt Disney World is introducing a water park perk. This benefit includes admission to either Typhoon Lagoon or Blizzard Beach on the check-in day, adding an extra layer of excitement to the Disney experience. Walt Disney World's 2025 ticket pricing reveals a strategic shift towards gradual increases, ensuring stability for travelers. While the modest rise in prices may impact budgeting, the inclusion of water park perks for resort guests adds value. As always, careful planning and early booking remained key strategies for these looking to experience the magic of Disney in 2025. For U.S. travelers planning to visit the enchanting city of Sevilla, Spain, one of my favorites, a significant change awaits. The iconic Plaza de España, a staple of Sevilla's tourism and cultural scene, will soon introduce an entrance fee. This decision, aimed at preserving the historical site, marks a shift in the city's approach to managing its influx of tourists and safeguarding its heritage. As one of Spain's most visited cities, with over 3 million tourists annually, Sevilla faces the challenge of balancing tourist influx with heritage conservation. The introduction of an entrance fee for Plaza de España is a response to this challenge. The fee will finance the upkeep of the plaza, ensuring its beauty and structural integrity for future generations. The announcement of the fee has led to mixed reactions from residents and travelers alike. Some suggest a citywide tourism tax as a more equitable solution. This discussion reflects a broader trend amongst tourist hotspots, such as Venice and Rome, in implementing fees to manage mass tourism's impact. The Plaza de España, known for its stunning architecture and role in film history, including the Star Wars franchise, is more than a tourist attraction. It's a vibrant hub for concerts, fashion shows, and plays, integral to Sevilla's cultural life. Travelers should factor in these new fees when planning their Sevilla itinerary. While the exact cost of the fee remains undisclosed at this time, it's a small price to pay for experiencing one of Spain's architectural marvels and contributing to its preservation. The introduction of an entry fee for Plaza de España in Sevilla represents a growing trend in tourism management, focusing on sustainability and conservation. For travelers, this change underscores the importance of responsible tourism and offers an opportunity to contribute directly to the preservation of global heritage sites. As destinations like Sevilla adapt to the evolving landscape of travel, visitors must stay informed and respectful of these new practices. In light of the ongoing tensions in the Red Sea region, Virgin Voyages has announced a significant alteration to its itinerary for the Resilient Lady cruise ship. Originally slated to sail in Australia for the 2024-2025 winter season, the ship will now be rerouted to the Caribbean, marking a strategic shift in response to safety concerns. The decision to reroute the Resilient Lady affects not only its Australian season, but also its repositioning voyages between Europe and Australia, scheduled for late 2024 and early 2025. This change comes as a precautionary measure against the backdrop of the Houthi rebel strikes in the Red Sea area, prioritizing the safety of passengers and crew. The cruise line, acknowledging the disappointment this may cause and emphasizing its commitment to minimize potential disruptions for travelers, passengers can now look forward to exploring the Caribbean aboard the Resilient Lady, with voyages commencing from San Juan, Puerto Rico. The new itinerary includes 7 to 11 night cruises featuring exotic destinations such as St. Martin, St. Vincent, Colombia, and Dominica. These voyages are set to go on sale starting tomorrow, February 29th, offering a diverse range of experiences for cruise enthusiasts. Virgin Voyages is in the process of finalizing the Resilient Lady's repositioning cruise from Athens to San Juan. These itineraries are expected to include stops in Catania, Casablanca, and Tenerife, offering an exciting blend of cultures and experiences for passengers. While expressing regret over not returning to Australia and New Zealand, the company remains focused on delivering memorable experiences in new destinations. Virgin Voyages is reaching out to travelers impacted by these itinerary changes, offering full refunds or the opportunity to rebook on alternative cruises. The company's proactive approach aims to provide ample time for customers and travel advisors to adjust their plans. This decision by Virgin Voyages reflects a broader trend in the cruise industry, with other major cruise lines such as MSC Cruises, Crystal Cruises, Silver Sea Cruises, and Royal Caribbean also adjusting their itineraries in light of the Red Sea conflict. These changes underscore the industry's adaptability and commitment to passenger safety in a dynamic global environment. Virgin Voyages' decision to reroute the Resilient Lady to the Caribbean is a significant development for travelers and the cruise industry at large. It demonstrates the industry's responsiveness to global events and commitment to passenger safety, while also opening up new travel opportunities in the Caribbean. As the situation evolves, travelers can expect continued adaptability and innovative offerings from cruise lines worldwide. Today in Travel is brought to you by The Adept Traveler, an award-winning travel agency that specializes in making travel easier for everyone. From the novice to the expert, from the able-bodied to the disabled traveler, it's our belief that everybody deserves to travel well. Until next time, travel well, my friends.